Wayne Faraday is with us. Wayne heads Te Rū Ngāi Wūngapui. The holding company has agreed to dip into reserves to balance the budget. Wayne's with us this morning to explain why that might be so. Tēnā koe, Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Kia ora, Dale.
Hi there. It's not something you normally hear or perhaps even want to see happen, but there's a rumour going around that staff would have been made redundant due to a lack of funds. Is that still going to happen? And what can you tell us about dipping into the reserves?
Yeah, look, so the beginnings of this this part of our business began around the decline in profits from the fisheries. Of course, Ngāpuhi are exposed to a degree. Our income comes from fisheries mainly to the point of about 80%. So it is true that we were contemplating restructuring. Earlier on in the year. However, the board approached our asset holding company, who quickly agreed to do a one-off funding program for next year's OPEX.
That's it makes some sense. You've got to get some dosh from somewhere. Obviously, you didn't want to dip into reserves. How significant has that decline in profits from the fisheries been for Ngāpuhi?
Oh, look, there's a lot of pressure coming on the fisheries industry. We have all sorts of pressure groups wanting, as an example, trawling to be stopped. And I'm not going to get into that discussion, but you know, there are reasons why this is happening, a bit of pressure on the ministers to decrease the take of certain species. Snapper seem to be, you know, the eternal provider, but they're fairly voracious and are survivors, a little bit like rats. But so around the, particularly the inshore, fisheries, there's a bit of pressure on everybody, recreational, customary and commercial, to rationalise what pressure we're going to be putting on the current fisheries. On top of that, of course, you've got climate change. So as an example, you're getting kingfish caught down off Stewart Island there. So, you know, that's never known, and new species turning up on our coast, particularly up north.
Tēnā koe. So can we assume that there will be no redundancies of staff at Te Rū Ngāi?
We are continuing talks with our asset holding company. Everything's in favour of the budget being provided. Yeah, so that's all good. Look, I'll just have to also say there's people going around saying that we're bankrupt. That's far from the truth. The Rū Ngāi Group has, you know, something in the vicinity of $20 million in cash reserves. We have the other obvious assets, our ACE, our annual catch entitlement, which we still have. That's priced at around about $70 million. So whoever's going around making these rumours, you know, I think they need to just pull their heads in.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, there's still a settlement to come for Waita Ngāpuhi Nui Tonu. We've heard of before iwi, I'm sure Hauraki is one too, that have purchased significant holdings on account, i.e. To be paid for once that settlement is assured. Have there been any moves like that? Or at this stage, do you find that Ngāpuhi are in a comfortable enough position holding out until that settlement comes, whenever it is? I mean, 20 mil should be enough to get you there. Do you think so?
Look, that $20 million are assets that have been accumulated over years of work, and they're not just for the Rū Ngāi. So the Rū Ngāi has about $10 million, but the other, we have other entities Ngāpui Iwi Social Services, and Te Rūna, Te Tauora o Ngāpui, sorry about that. So those two bodies, they in the main get their income from government sources. So yeah, it's a little bit like Waipareira and all our other Mūma groups. You know, you just accumulate money that you make profits on from grants and all that sort of stuff. So that's how that's worked out.
Tēnā koe, I noticed that the AGM's coming up on the 16th of December in Kaikohe. What is the state of play there? What's the Rūranga's plans over the next year, and what's looming as the major priority from your perspective, Wayne?
Yeah, okay. So I'm sure you've heard of the Stage 2 Te Paparahi o Taraki claim, and that's talking about hapūtanga as opposed to iwi. So I think I've also spoken about that to a point in terms of where hapū sit as opposed to iwi. So that's the dynamic that's going on at the moment. On the other hand, the Crown did develop a what they call the Ngāpuhi Sovereignty Fund. They call it Tupu Tonu now, and so that's $150 million that have been set aside as being invested and is being looked at from the lens or through the lens of a hapū perspective. So looking for investments around the country for hapū. Yep.
Interesting. I just spoke to John, who is fearful and thinks Māori should be too, that one thing that these three parties who are negotiating to be in government together do have in common is that they are going to put the squeeze on tangata whenua. Does that concern you also when you speak of these funds that have been developed, when we look at Tako Whai Ora, which is being disestablished, when we look at Reo Māori that was there and now not there with MFAT? I mean, all of it seems to be compounding, and it appears that Māori initiatives could be the fall guy. Does that give you cause for concern, Wayne?
Definitely. Look, and he mentioned, I was listening to his kōrero, and he's right. You know, the group that really pushed our cause forward in terms of Māoridom was the Māori Council, you know, Sir Graham Latimer and the likes. And, you know, I'm not sure that you know, ultimately we're going through these phases with each government coming in. I'm not too sure. You know, National have a certain stance that they have, which is that the Waitangi Tribunal is part of the framework of our country. And I think it'll just go in swings and roundabouts, if you ask me. I do believe that most of our country fair-minded people and understand that, you know, compensation of sorts needs to be rightly returned to Māori in whatever form that looks like. Bearing in mind that, you know, we've only had, like most other iwi who have settled, have only really got around about 3% of their returns, right? So there's 97% still outstanding in terms of the ledger.
Well, tēnā koe, Wayne. Always need to have you share some kōrero with us about the Rūnanga's mahi. And obviously we've got cause to talk before a year's end and certainly into 2024. E rātamiki kā koe, ngā manaakitanga. Wayne, kia ora rau hātū koe.
Kia ora, mate.
Tēnā koe. Wayne Wharerau, who chairs the Rūnanga Aiwi o Ngāpui.